Oasis Audio presents Sons by Pearl S. Buck, read for you by Adam Werner.
Chapter 1. Wang Lung lay dying. He lay dying in his small, dark, old earthen house in the midst of his fields, in the room where he had slept as a young man, upon the very bed where he had lain on his marriage night. The room was less even than one of the kitchens in that great townhouse, which was his also, where his sons and their sons now lived. But he was content to die here in the midst of his lands, in this old house of his father's, in this room with its rude, unpainted table and benches, under his blue cotton bed curtains, since die he must. For Wang Lung knew that his time had come to die, and he looked at his two sons who were beside him, and he knew they waited for him to die, and his hour was come. They had hired good physicians to come from the town, and these came with their needles and their herbs, and they felt his pulse long and looked at his tongue. But in the end they gathered their medicines together to depart, and they said, "His age is on him, and none can avert his destined death." Then Wang Lung heard those two sons of his whisper together, who had come to stay with him in this earthen house until he died, and they thought him sunken in sleep, but he heard them. And they said, staring at each other solemnly, "We must send south for his other son, our brother." And the second son answered, "Yes, and we must send at once, for who knows where he is wandering under that general he serves?"